Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Chavov in the Arts Kol Oiz V'Hadar edition. Perek Revi, Halach Chavov, starting the Gemara on Daf Chofei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. We learned in the Mishnah that we did when they went to do Nisuch HaMayim and to fill up the water for Nisuch HaMayim, they used to blow the shofar and do a tkiya tshuva tkiya. Why is that so? To make noise about it, to show everybody what they did. Rav Chaim says, to take away from the tzedukim, they had different arguments about Nisuch HaMayim. Yosef ben Chinino v'shem Menachem Yotfayo, Rav Kiva Omar, Nisuch HaMayim v'artoyo. Rav Kiva learns Nisuch HaMayim, he learns from the word Nisacheyo, he learns from the word in the Torah, Tzah Lochel Mosh V'sinei, it's coming directly from the Torah, and therefore they made more Pirsum HaDover. Continues the Gemara in Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, Tam HaTanin, we learned over there, Ablozo Oimer, someone who does Nisuch HaMayim outside of Beis HaMikdash, he's chayav like any other korban that you do outside of Beis HaMikdash. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shitas HaBlozo K'Shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Blozo goes in the Shita of Rabbi Kiva's Rebbe. K'mor de Rabbi Kiva Omar Nisuch HaMayim V'Torah. The same Rabbi Kiva said Nisuch HaMayim comes from the Torah. K'na Blozo Im Nisuch HaMayim V'Torah. So Rav Chaim explains, if you learn in Minat Toiro, so it has a din of a carbon. On a carbon, you have a din. If you do it outside, you're chayav. But if it's learned from Halacha Mishnah Sinai, it's a din of a simcha. Simcha you do outside, you're not chayav al shchut echutz. Now the next few lines of the Gemara, we're going to use Rav Chaim's girsa, which changes a little bit the order of the lines. He's tani, there's a verse that says, B'shem HaBlozer, Tzorich Shem Miluyom L'Shem Chag. You have to fill up the water with a mindset. It should be Lishma L'Shem Chag. He's tani b'shem ablozer, and you tzarich shem yudum l'shem chag. There's another brayza that says, you don't have to fill it up l'shem chag, l'shem sukkos. Manafik min b'nai, what's the difference between these two brayzas? Man doma tzarich shem yudum l'shem chag. The man doma that holds has to be l'shem sukkos. Rabbi Lozo ki Rabbi Kiva. Then Rabbi Lozo goes like Rabbi Kiva. Then Yisuch HaMayim is a dvar toiro. So he has a din of a korban, has to be l'shmo. Man doma, you don't tzarich shem yudum l'shem chag. The one who says you don't have to have l'shmo, Rabbi Lozo ki Rabbi Banan, that hold it's not a min haTorah, but it's a Halacha Mishnah Mesinai, so it's not a din of a carbon. But the word goes on, it says, Leis Yocha, you can't really explain that Rabbi Lozo goes like Rabbi Banan. Don't worry, Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Shitas Rabbi Lozo, Kishas Rabbi Akiva Rabboi. That Rabbi Lozo goes in the Shita of his Rebbe. Kol Rabbi Akiva, all Manisuch HaMayim Dvar Torah. Kol Rabbi Lozo, all Manisuch HaMayim Dvar Torah. So the Gemara basically says, Rabbi Yochanan said that Blozo goes like his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. So to explain like a Blozo like a Banan, you can't say it. So the Gemara doesn't give another alternative explanation to the Braisa that says that you don't have to do it Lishma. Continues the Gemara according to the Girsa of Reb Chaim. He's tani. There's one Braisa that says, Yesh Lehem Shir. There's a Shir for the Nisuch HaMayim, and it cannot be more. He's tani, Ein Lehem Shir. You can give it even more. What's the machlokes between these two Braises? The machlekes over here is, he did already three lugin inside, three lugin of sukkahs inside, and then after he went and did another three lugin outside. So mandoma yeshlem shir, mandoma that says, you have a shir to mayim, you can't do more. So potter, once he did three lugin inside, it's over. Now he does it outside, it's not part of the Nisuch HaMayim. But the mandoma that says that you could do more than three lugin, so he did three lugin inside, but any more water still belongs inside, and if he does it outside, it's chayav. So according to both of these shitas, one who does it outside is chayav. The question is there any shear that he can't do more than that, and will be chayav in that case or not? Continues the Gemara, Yosef Barashayim, Mishnah Mishir Melokish says, Tzichim asfalim del pikukim mishas nisuch. When they pour the wine and the water into these pitchers that are connected to the Mizbeach, they have to be sealed. It has to be that when he puts it in, it's the water will not penetrate through. It's going to be closed up. My time, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, B'koyish ha-sech nesech sheikhor la-Hashem. When you do the Nisuch, it has to be like a sheikhor, loshon sheikhus. Means that it will be filled up, like someone who's drunk, who's drinking too much. It fills up like the throat is fin, is closed. Continues the Gemara and says, Tanya Beisio Yimeh Hashis Ayanokuv Adaterim. That hole where they put in the Nisuch was really, the hole went down until the bottom of the earth. My time, what's the source? It says in the Pasuk, Vayaskeyu, referring to Eretz Yisrael, he put around Eretz Yisrael walls, meaning cities, they have walls around them. Vayaskeyu, he cleaned it up, meaning he took away the Umas Oilam. V'teru surik, he planted vines, referring to Beis HaMikdosh. V'even migdol b'toichoy, what is that? Zeh ha'echol, that's the Beis HaMikdosh. V'yekev chotz aboy, zeh ha'mizbeach. The winery refers to Mizbeach, we put wine on the Mizbeach. V'gam yekev, the word gam yekev, zeh ha'sheet, that's the hole in the Mizbeach that goes down to the bottom of the earth. It was made by Shemayim. Nobody dug these shittim down to the bottom of the earth. If it was done by Shemayim, maybe it was not done perfectly. We know the things that are done by Shemayim, that human beings not touch, not usually do, they don't have a beautiful design to them. Chaim brings the Yusham somewhere else. There's nothing square done by Shemayim. Refers to the thighs, that these are the shittim which are hidden. Ma'aseh yedei umon. Na'imim yoyseh ma'aseh yedei umon. It's more beautiful than done by any human beings. This shittim had a beautiful design. So the Gemara till now understands that the shittim go down to the bottom of the earth, and the wine, the water that go into the shittim go down to there. Continues the Gemara, with Beit says, Tani omar blozo abtzodek lul kotor ha'ben ulum mizbeach. There was a little square, a little box in between the ulum and the mizbeach. Achad l'shish m'shim shona yupirche kune yordim. There was young koyanim who used to go into there. Umali moiso b'gdusha, they would take out the wine that was there, that was for 60 to 70 years, wine was poured in that area. And after 60 to 70 years, they would take it out. She'akorish k'igulit vela, after 60 to 70 years, it congealed like igulit vela, which is dry figs. Uboi v'soif imoiso b'gdusha, they came and burned him in gdusha v'isa b'gdush. Why? The same way they did nisuchayayin in the gdusha, they also burned it in gdusha. So this mandalmer learns that the wine did not go to the bottom of the earth, but the wine used to go down to this area in the Mizbeach, and once every 60 to 70 years, they had to take it out. So the Torah called the Nisuch, Loshon of Chibo, of love, Loshon Tziva, Loshon Tzichrus, filling up and becoming drunk. So the big Yakshvul Givuch is Toev, and once the Nisuch. Rido ben Lakum Shem Shmuel Bar Nachman Mishachor Beis Hamikdash. Once Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Pasuk Yainkarish, this congealed wine, which was special, was unique, stopped. Upaskos Kuchis Levano, and we stopped having this white glass. Mais Kuchis Levano, what's unique about this white glass? Shehoyso Miskabeles used to be able to fold it. It was a folded glass that used to be in the time of Beis Hamikdash that we don't have anymore. Now we learned in the Mishnah that there's two holes, for one for yain and one for wine. One is a little thicker, one is a little thinner. When one hole is larger, one hole is smaller. So push-up shot means that the larger one is for the wine, which is thicker, takes longer to go down. And the smaller one is for the water, it's shorter to go down. It says the Gemara of Abai and Meimad in the Bispelech wanted to say, the thick one is water, and the thinner one is of wine. Because they understood the opposite. The thicker the liquid is, the quicker it goes down. The heavier it is, the more it pushes down the hole. A hole that is too small for water to penetrate, wine can go through it. It doesn't have wine going through it. It takes an oil, which is thicker. Takes honey. Meaning the heavier it is, the easier for it to go through the hole. So you need a larger hole, a larger opening for the water than for the wine. So even if you want to say the opposite, that the wine had the smaller hole, not because this svara is wrong, but because the Abiyuda miluga menasach kol shmoino. Abiyuda said in the Mishnah that the amount of nisuch hamayim wasn't three lugim, was one lug. So there's much less water than wine. That's why the water one was a smaller hole and the wine was a larger hole. So even if you want to say that the larger hole was for the wine, not because wine goes slower, but because the quantity of wine was much more than the water. What happens if they did Nisuch HaMayim before the Tomit? Usually you don't have anything before Korban HaTomit. What about Nisuch HaMayim? How do we treat it? Do we treat it like a Ketorah that should not be done before Tomit Shachar? Or we treat it like Nisuch that can be done before because it's not part of a Korban? Similarly, Nisram Balayla Mayan. Nisram Balayla means after Tomit Shebein Arbaim. You did it after the Tomit. You're not supposed to do anything after the Tomit. No, Haktoras. Is that a Haktorah or is that a Nisuch? Says more, Nisuch Hayoi Maoshi Nasach Lemocher. Another question. If you didn't do Nisuch Mayan today, can you do it tomorrow? Says the Gemara, "Lei nishvedim nedolit." Let's learn at least the first two questions from the following. You compare the nisuch of mine to nisuch of wine. Hadom ro yigdim lezorach kosher nisuch malayin lekosher. So from here you learn if you did it before tamid or after tamid, it's kosher. The same way nisuch hayayin, there's no din to do before or after tamid because it's not a ktor of a carbon. Nisuch hamayim is the same. And continues the Gemara and says, "Lo nisuch hayayim lo yinosach lemochar." If you didn't do it today, you should not do it the next day. Once the day passed, you can't do it. So this is the Gemara says, Misor has nothing to do with the fact that we compare the wine to the water. And that's how Reb Chaim brings the name of Rav Eliashiv. The Gemara concludes and summarizes the machlokes of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbanan said you have to do 3 lug of water and it's supposed to be for 7 days. Rabbi Yehuda holds you do 1 lug of water, but you do it for 8 days. Says the Gemara, Rabbanan marbim b'mayim, they do more water, umimatim b'yomim, but they have less days, only 7 out of 8. Rabbi Yehuda umimat b'mayim umarbim b'yomim. Rabbi Yehuda has little less water, only 1 lug, but he has more days, he does 8 days and not 7 days. With this we conclude, Yushalmi Sukkah Daf Chavov.